Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today's episode, if you want to call it up, because we're going to go up today. It's all about positivity. We're going to talk about finding your squad, your support squad, your homies, your friends, your relatives, somebody that can, yay, man. I need help, you know, that person, those people that you can reach out to when things are tough, when you think nobody's there to understand you or nobody's there to help you out. There's got to be somebody out there, man, that's willing to be part of your tribe, part of your squad. And if you pray for these people will show up for you. These people will show up for you. And they'll connect with you in a higher plane of existence that you didn't think was possible. And the reason I'm talking about this today, man, because, you know, we have a frequency squad. Me and the guys, we are part of a positive mantra group. And shout outs to Rob for putting that together. And all the people that chime in those two groups that we have. And most of us don't know each other, man. Most of our random folks that we only know from the group, we don't know each other personally, you know, but we share positive messages there. You know, we share like links to like information, you know, videos that are uplifting, messages that are uplifting, books that we, you know, uplift each other up, or just information in books that we think it's, you know, something you should read. But usually it's just that, man. It's usually just the messages back and forth, you know, and I think it's healthy, you know, but I think there's an extra step, an extra element that can be added. And I think today it kind of fell into practice, you know, from the groups that I'm part of. And I seek that motivation, man, not to be part of those groups, even if I don't know a lot of these people personally. You know, you get to see what messages they're sharing, so you kind of get a connection with them by the stuff they share. And today we had that, you know, we're able to see how somebody within the group that needed a little bit of help was able to like reach out at the right time because of a problem they've encountered in their life for many, many years. And they didn't know how to like get out of it or to see it from a different angle. They've never really thought about, hey, let me reach out to the group, see what they think, you know? So the homie reached out and a lot of us were working. So during this time, you know, it's kind of hard to get back to somebody because you're at work and, you know, caught up with your daily livelihood. And it's kind of hard to give feedback ASAP. But the homie Rob was available. And he was able to chime in, you know, and share some insight, ask some, you know, intriguing questions about the situation that the, you know, the fellow homie was going through. And we were able to, I was not tuning in at the point that this was going on, but later on the day when I was available during my lunch hour, I actually looked at what was going on and I was like, you know, they were sharing concerns over, you know, when you're at work and sometimes situations happen with your coworkers that you might not get along or you might see somebody in your work life that is, you know, maybe crossing some barriers or not pulling their own weight. And this situation was arising with one of our homies. So he was asking a question like, hey, so what do I do? Because I feel like if I don't go to you guys first, I'm going to blow up and it's going to happen like what's happened in previous situations that I encountered with the same situation. I've always took it the high road, the bad road, actually, not the high road, the bad road, right, to resolution of this type of situation. So he asked for, you know, some support and some feedback, and Rob was there, obviously, because he looks at all the messages and he makes sure that if he's available, he's going to chime in real quick. And before chiming in, he asked a couple of questions to make sure that he could give some feedback. And while asking those questions and getting a clearer picture of what's going on, and you know, I don't want to say, I want to be respectful of the person who shared this, but I want to share that there were some things going on at work that were very tough to work with, and Robert was able to bring out some light to the situation and gave some good advice, because one of the things that was, you know, shared during the situation is that you can't control other people. And sometimes people are gonna act in their own crazy ways, their own laid back ways, or not pull their own weight during work life, you know, in their work environments. And sometimes we can't control it if we're not the supervisor, right? And we can only worry about ourselves and control our own emotion, control our own energy. And I'm not explaining the whole situation, but I'm just giving you a kind of like a synopsis of what's going on. It's like a work situation that can escalate very quickly if not handled right. And Robert was able to give some good feedback and to be like, you know what? It's hard to control other people's work ethic, you know, but you can control your own. And there's ways to deal with it. And if it's not really affecting your performance or the company's performance, I mean, you can bring it up to a supervisor, you know, in a subtle way, or you can be as a leader, you know, show that as a leader, you're leading by example, you know, and can create that motivation for that worker to, you know, try to do something right. And also, I think one key thing that Robert said was like, hey, don't let that person be in your mind or holding up, I think he said, real estate in your mind for free. And I thought that was amazing, because that's true. Like, sometimes we're at work and somebody might be ticking you off, and or even in a team or anything, like, man, that it's consuming you so much of what they're doing that they're not doing or whatever, that you stop losing focus on what you have to do. You know, you stop focusing on what you have to do, you start focusing on them, and then you're only escalating your stress level. You're only escalating de-escalating your performance. Like, you're not escalating. You're not going in a higher, you know, I guess efficiency. You're not being as efficient. And then on top of that, that person might not even be aware of what's going on in your headspace, you know? And you probably don't know what's going on in their headspace. So the problem is not getting resolved by you escalating and blowing up on that person and being like, you know what, you suck, or you know, you gotta do this, or you're lacking on this. So Robert gave some good feedback to communicate, you know, to be able to see the whole situation, control your own self, control your method, and take care of yourself. Make sure that you come through in any organization you work for or any group you're part of. So I thought that was amazing that, you know, our friend came up to the group and asked for some feedback and some support, because the way the message was brought on, or the question and the advice that he was seeking, it seemed like he was about to run into the same problem he's run into before. And he was open about it and about talking about that as well, that he's done that in other occasions and blown up on the person who's not working right and not putting their own weight. And it usually leads to quitting the job or leaving in bad terms and not healthy, right? Not healthy for your career, not healthy for your workspace, and not, you don't leave a good mark. So I think solution that Robert gave him was like, bro, like, I think you just need to like really sit down and think about how this is affecting you and find a positive solution. How do you resolve this issue before you explode and you show the anger and animosity for somebody who's not doing what they're supposed to, right? And I'm gonna bring Robert on and the Frequency Squad, so we can talk about how support is very key. Because if you have people in your tool set, right, and they can give you different visual aspects or different dimensions of how they dealt with stuff in the past or in their lives, then you can get a better mindset on how to resolve an issue that you might be facing for the first time or something you've been facing for a long period of time. And maybe they have a different perspective you've never seen before, and it can help you resolve whatever problem you're going through. And in this case, I saw the whole message board, and I saw the voice notes they left them as they were talking to each other about resolving this issue. And I was like, wow, I was just blown away, because I was like, dude, that's amazing that you can go to your friends and like talk about stuff that's really impacting you and affecting you, and to get a really good feedback with somebody who really understands and cares for you, you know, and wants the best for you. Because a bad friend would have told you, like, man, just tell that motherfucker to shut the, you know, to get the hell out of your face. And, you know, it can be bad advice. It can be somebody who really cares for you but doesn't understand how to resolve the issue. So they might just tell you how to do it, like, the raw way or, like, the wrong way. And they might even back you up. You're like, nah, bro, like, yeah, go through and tell them off, you know. But that's not the best way, right? Yeah, and sometimes you're looking for a better solution. That hasn't worked in the past, so... It was awesome that they reached out and they were able to get some feedback that made a positive impact in the work environment. And, you know, one thing that we're talking about is that when you have those group of friends, that support group, that up group, that frequency squad, that positive mantra group, or just a group of that one friend that can back you up and really give you some advice. And tell you, like, no, bro, like, I don't think that's the right way. I think you should do it like this, or you should try it like this, and give you some clarity. Because sometimes when we're stressed out, we don't see clearly, and we're working with very hazy waters, and we can't see clear. So we're just striking at everything we see. We're not making any sense with the things that we're reacting to. And another way you can see it is, like, I was talking to the homies afterwards, like, hey, man, like, it's like, sometimes we haven't tuned our guitars in so many months. So when we try to use our guitar, I use the analogy of a guitar. When we strike that chord, it's going to sound off. You know, it's going to sound wacky. So you need to fine tune your guitar on the daily when you're using it. And it was like saying, and kind of like, you have to fine tune your emotions, fine tune your energy, fine tune and balance your chakras, and fine tune and balance your relationships. And the more you fine tune, and the more you communicate, the more you can play the chords that sound correct. You know, the more you can play your guitar and it sounds great. The more, and it's like, it goes back to when you listen to frequency, you know, like when you listen to frequency music. I always talk about Eric Bartel, how I use his music, his frequency music, to retune my energy when I'm out of whack. Am I feeling like an animosity? I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling frustration. I'm feeling sad. Anything. I use the frequency music to, I kind of like get me back into my balanced mode, balanced thinking, balanced spirituality, balanced physiology of my body, homeostasis in all aspects of life. And then I'm able to just clarify what's going on around me, like actually see clearly in the water. Like, oh, okay, now I see. Now I can play my guitar, and now I can use my vocal cords. Now I can use, you know, my daily actions and make good decisions. I'm gonna sound better. I'm gonna feel better. But if I'm out of whack and I'm listening to the wrong music, listening to the wrong friends, watching the wrong content, thinking the wrong things, and thinking all this madness, something can easily aggravate me, and I'm not gonna sound right, man. I'm gonna come off barking and shit, you know. The energy is gonna be off, and it's really hard to fine tune yourself if you're not aware that you have to do it. If you don't know that you have to do this, like prayer and meditation and frequency music and breath work, grounding, eating healthy, having right good conversations, listening to the right information, then you're gonna be out of whack, man. And anything that comes your way, you might blow up and explode in the moment. And instead of making a great moment, you're gonna be a sad, dire, you know, depressing moment that's gonna affect you. So having the right squad behind you is to show you some support. And don't feel the pride that you can't, you know, open up to your homies sometimes. Like, and there's some friends you can't, because they're not gonna understand But you, if you pray for those people, they'll show up, man. You'll find your connection with the people that you need to have on your corner. You know, your parents, your friends, your cousins, somebody, man. There's got to be somebody out there that understands what you're going through and be able to give you some good advice, good feedback, a good solution, a good perspective, a different perspective. And you can try something out that you've never used before, and it could work in your favor. And if it works in your favor, now you know for the next time, you know how you elevate to a new level. You know how to elevate your mindset. You know how to elevate your situation. You know how to get out of a situation that you probably didn't know how to get out of before, you know? So the frequency is real if you have right people around you. And it goes both ways. If you have the wrong people around you, you're going to probably end up in a bad situation. You know, it's going to be missed opportunities, you know, tragic opportunities. We're like, damn, I thought that was an opportunity, but now I'm all tragedy here, like going through some madness. So it works both ways. You get a support group, or you have a somebody who can back you up. The frequency, you know, positive vibes, then you're going to be able to navigate the waters a lot easier. So that was today's message is all about. Today's podcast was just sharing that go seek out those people that really want to help you out in your situations and push you and propel you in the right direction. And there's always those people, and the main one is God, right? God is that main person, main spirit, main source, Jesus Christ, that can help you in whatever you're going through. And then he'll give you the physical people that are going to be here to talk to you and show you the messages that you need to hear. So that's what it's all about, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another episode of the Infinite Talks podcast, straight from Brownsville, Texas. Woo, let's go. Sharing the frequency over here in Brownsville. And just tune in to all the episodes. We have a lot of episodes coming up with a lot of bright, intelligent people. A lot of good messages here. And I just wanted to share the frequency today with you guys about the thoughts that were marinating in my mind as I was listening to this conversation and this back and forth interaction with that happened beautifully and organically with the homies of the Frequency Squad and the Positive Mantra Group. So shout out to everybody out there, man. Peace, love, happiness, abundance, creativity, prosperity. Let's go. Let's get some health. Let's get everything going on. Go to theinfinitetree.online. Subscribe to the podcast for $1 a month. It'll be $12 in a year. You buy a 6-pack, 12-pack. You buy beers. You buy alcohol. You can buy me a subscription for $12 a year, man. Come on. Be part of the expansion of the Frequency Squad. And the frequency shares all over the world. So go check out the TikToks. Go check out the last episode with the Frequency Squad. Go check out the episodes with Jorge Rocha. Go check out the episodes that are, man, recorded many, many years ago, since 2018, 2017. Go check out what's going on. Still positivity. It's still good messages. Humor, a lot of it in there. So situations that I've seen happen and evolve over my life. So I just wanted to share that insight of what's going on, and it's all about elevation here. Try to propel each other up to be the best version of ourselves, man. And it's every day is another chance, and every moment is another chance, every thought is another chance to turn it all around. So peace out. Remember, we are not a brand. We are a frequency. And I'm out.